So you got a listener question, and basically they have a single friend who's getting really close to somebody who's married, and they came to you asking, what should I do? Should I confront them or let it go? So I guess I'll just let you guys take it away and respond how you might.
Well, first of all, the way the question continues on is that the person says, I fear that they have started an emotional affair.
I see.
And they don't know how to address with this friend that I'm closest with. What should I do? Well, first, let me just say, you know, thanks for being such a good friend. Let me start there. You know, and the next step, of course, is really to begin to test that level of friendship by expressing your concerns. You know, you do that, of course, with sincerity and love, with grace and true concern. And I tell you, one of two things is going to happen at that point. And that is, if this person flat out rejects or resents you when confronted with love and truth, then you probably never were good friends to begin with. However, if your friend becomes convicted by the Holy Spirit by what you say, then at that point you can proceed with telling him or her what you're seeing. And I have to tell you, the 30, 35 years of doing marriage and family ministry, I can tell you that I've never heard someone say, the way I started my adulterous affair was, well, by waking up one day and say, I think I'll start an adulterous affair.
Right.
It doesn't happen that way.
Right.
So, Cindy.
Well, I really like what Joe had to say, and I feel that this friend is going to be a risk to probably call out this friend of theirs. But it is so easy, and I think what they're going to find, they'll probably find that the person who's pursuing this married person, and I think they are pursuing this married person. However, I can tell you that they'll probably say a couple of things. They'll say, oh, they're just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
The word just will be in the phrase. We're just talking. Oh, you're just making too big of a deal about nothing. And the word just is the beginning of justify, and that's what they're trying to do. They're justifying that it's okay for them to be talking to this person, involving their lives into theirs, and it isn't okay. It's you can't justify that away. And so I commend them, as Joe said, for considering reaching out to them. And I was thinking, gosh, wouldn't it be something if this friend said to the friend who's pursuing this married person, okay, well, if it's just not a big thing and you're just talking, you know, why don't you hand me your phone and let me call your boyfriend and let's call his wife and see how fast that person would probably be backpedaling to not want to make that phone call.
So when you have this conversation, presuming it actually takes place, should the goal be to convince them at that moment to change their course? Or are we just trying to raise awareness and maybe plant a seed? Which is the best approach?
That is a great question. I think, because you may only have one shot at this, I think it would be good to confront them and to say, you know, I don't think you're going to have a whole long period of time, because if they're willing to listen, then you have a listening audience and you can say whatever and you have the time frame to do it. If they're not willing to listen, you've got one shot. So I would say, you know, I would probably say you are very likely entering an emotional affair and you've just now justified it before me. And, you know, sin is never going to satisfy the temptation that you have for this relationship. It's going to provide a temporary fulfillment, but not a permanent one. And basically, I would give them a couple of things to do. And I would say, one, you need to end it now. This person needs to let the married person know it's over and there shouldn't be any more contact. And if they refuse to do that, then if you really are a good friend, are you going to be open enough to calling one of the other two people who are not part of this little get-together here? You know, are you going to be willing to do that? And then to really let this person know, you need to refocus on some different things here, and this relationship is not where you should be focused.
Joe, how do we know whether it's worth risking a friendship in this type of confrontation?
Well, that's a very good question, of course. And it really comes down to discernment of what's happening at this point, getting a better understanding as to the relationship that presently exists in those relationships between these two people that are engaged in this discussion. And we need to step back even a little bit further on this one, Brian, and just ask the question, of why does this person label this an emotional affair at this point? And I think it's number one, I think it's really insightful that the person came down with that terminology, because labeling this an emotional affair tells us a little bit about the relationship as it is right now. And a good definition of an emotional an affair or emotional adultery is there's some type of unfaithfulness of the heart. And so there are some symptoms consistent with this in early stages of emotional adultery, where this couple is now beginning to discuss issues that should never be discussed between two people other than between a husband and a wife. And so I think a good friend will be observing what's going on here. And the longer that this couple, I can tell you, is engaged in this emotional adultery or this dialogue, the harder it's going to be to stop. And it's a very slippery slope. And it might be a long slope, but nevertheless, the endpoint's always going to be the same. And, you know, the emotional adultery becomes much more suggestive and much more seductive. And that could be what this friend is seeing at this point, is that it has just gone beyond elevator discussion, okay, conversation. They're now having longer, more in-depth discussion. And what is happening at this point, neither one of those two people want to break up the discussion. Because, number one, they're enjoying this emotional adultery, and two, and this is what we see a lot, actually, is one of the two of them are beginning to feel trapped, and they don't have the courage to break up the relationship. And so this person that's having this emotional affair, it begins to become a habit, and it's difficult to break a habit. And so the friend is doing the right thing. They're observing and recognizing the problem, but they're now at a point now where they need to engage. And you know what? A friendship is worth engaging with.
Yeah, amen. Well, at 7:20, our guests have been Cindy Farini and Joe Farini with My Marriage Matters. If you want to connect to them, the best ways to do it, they have joefarini.com, cindyfarini.com, Facebook, My Marriage Matters. Again, just search for My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And Cindy, I know you have some conversation starters on there for folks, and it's a great place to even drop off questions for the segment, right?
Yep, that would be great. And today my challenge would be to go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook and like it, because on February 1st, we're going to have an announcement of how we can save people a good amount of money if they want to go to the Weekend to Remember coming in Cleveland the beginning of March.
All righty. Well, thanks for that, you guys, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.